everyone, and welcome to our season two finale bonus episode. Actually, you can call it a mega bonus episode if you wanted to. It sounds like a cool title. Mega bonus. Is that what we did for season one, too? Did we also name it like mega bonus or super bonus? It was super bonus, right?
I do not remember.
I wasn't there.
Okay, that's a valid excuse. Yeah, it was a super bonus. All right. This time it's a mega bonus. But we actually have quite a few questions today, and then we're each going to be playing our respective games, and so we're going to get started with that. Yeah, we actually got a couple questions for this one, so I'm kind of excited. All right, so the first one is a three-parter, and the question is, favorite Disney Star Wars content and least favorite Disney Star Wars content, and how would you change the least favorite to make it better?
That's rude.
How's that rude?
I don't want to do that.
Too bad.
God damn it.
All right, I'll go first since I don't know. Is there a problem with this? I feel like it's not rude or anything.
I feel like we used up all of our shit talking allocation, you know, giving exotic shit earlier.
I can always shit talk. I can always go. So anyways, favorite Disney Star Wars content, Rogue One. Hands down, Rogue One. Like it's no contest in all honesty for that one. Least favorite Disney Star Wars content, I'm going to have to go with Episode 9. It's pretty easy. Like, both of these are pretty easy. And how would I make Episode 9 better? I would get rid of it. It just wouldn't exist. Boom, better. Pretty fucking easy. I mean, in all reality, I think the best part to make it better, like the easiest way to make Episode 9 better, is to take out the fucking knife. The stupid fucking knife. It's a dumb fucking knife.
It's a Sith knife.
Fuck the knife. It's so stupid. Why does C-3PO learning an ancient Sith language have to possibly erase his memory? It doesn't even make any sense. Just fucking get rid of that shit. Stupid. Get rid of the knife. Easy question.
I forgot that was a plot line.
See, it's so bad you want to forget it.
That was awful. If you hold it at this specific angle, you can see that it matches the fallen Death Star.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, my favorite is also Rogue One. It's just really well done, and I really like the Rebel fleet fighting the Imperial forces. I like that scene a lot. I think they did a really good job with the space combat there. And least favorite, I mean, the movies sucked, but it's still probably going to be Book of Boba Fett. It's just
Book
so...
Book of Boba Fett's your least favorite, for real?
It's just so...
You think it's more irredeemable than Episode 9?
I just didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to follow the same thing that you said.
Well, if it's your least favorite, it's your least favorite. We can have... You've stolen my ideas before, bitch. It's okay to agree with me. I know you want to be associated with me as seldom as possible, but it's okay.
Yeah, the movie sucked, man. what would I change? You know what? Just make Finn a Jedi. Like, just make him a Jedi, and then let that drive your story. They can both be Jedi. Who cares?
Bro, don't say that. No, don't say that. Bro, when the Star Wars community found out that Finn might be Force sensitive, they were all so mad that there was a black Star Wars Force sensitive character. Don't say that shit. It already broke
As if the internet Mace
once.
Windu isn't like the most badass character.
Exactly. Well, okay. Mace is badass because Samuel Jackson is badass. Like, just inherently, you can't think Samuel L. Jackson and not think badass. Or at least motherfucker.
What about Lando? I mean, I know he's not Force sensitive, but like, come on. I don't know. I feel like Finn should have been at least trained or something. Like, by the end, give him something to do. Don't just, like, give him really bad plot lines and sideline him.
I think they do, actually. It was, like, one of the Star Wars Lego things for Christmas. Like, he's, like, training to be a Jedi. I'm pretty sure.
I guess we'll see in all those movies that they're supposedly making.
All right, Exotic, you're up.
Favorite? Probably going to be Acolyte. I love the Acolyte. It was just amazing, in my opinion, and I don't care what our shitty community has to say about it. But least favorite? Whichever one of the sequel fucking movies had Leia fucking going through space.
Last Jedi, baby!
That shit sucked. That's so dumb. No matter how much force you got, you dying in space, you can't fucking just float. Like, that's not how that works. Fuck that. Make it better. If I can, I don't know, take that scene out. That shit pissed me off.
Okay, wait. You want to know something funny? So, Bonk Bonk, rest in peace. No, he's not dead or nothing. He's just not on the podcast no more. But he actually has a viral GIF of how episode 8 should have ended. And I just want you to see this real quick, because this is his one Star Wars claim to fame. Please watch that. Created by our very own Bonk Bonk, by the way.
Weird.
Anyways, I thought it was funny that you mentioned that.
That should just piss me off.
Which would piss you off more? What actually happened or the GIF?
What actually happened?
Okay. Yeah, as if explosive decompression isn't a thing. Like, I was like, okay, I understand that she is the daughter of Anakin Skywalker, but there's only so much I'm willing to believe here.
It's like, yeah, we're fucking space wizards, but let's be real. Come on.
I do think that, you ain't living that. But I will say, I do think that of anyone, like, Rian Johnson had probably the best vision out of any of the Star Wars directors for Disney. I think it would have been better if he had worked with JJ, like, and they had just done the whole thing together, you know? But, like, I do like his vision better overall than JJ, because JJ's just kind of copy-pasted a bunch of shit. Like, in the first one, he just copy-pasted episode 4, and in the last one, he just copy-pasted shit he liked from Legends. Like, that's all he did.
He went on Google, and he was like, what are the craziest plot lines from Star Wars Legends? And I'm like, answer number one was like, Palpatine came back twice.
Red stormtroopers. Dark stormtroopers, but red...
Fuck yeah.
He was 100% okay. Thinking of red stormtroopers. So he's like, man, this would be a banger Fortnite skin.
Ooh, you caught me off guard there. Ooh.
Wait, which thing?
The thing about the fucking red stormtroopers. All right, so the next question that we have here is, what's considered actually canon, and what is the best canon piece of content?
Okay, well, again, the best piece of canon content is Rogue One. But for, like, what's actually considered canon, all the movies, all the TV shows, except for the
Lego
OG stuff. And the OG Clone Wars microseries. I mean, the Lego stuff is technically not, like, it could be canon in the multiverse of Star Wars. Like, we don't know. But, I mean, it kind of was in the Lego thing. But yeah, so the live-action shows, the Clone Wars animated series, the Young Jedi animated series, Rebels animated series, any of the books that have come out after Disney bought Lucasfilm, and I think that's it. Anything that's come out after Disney bought it is canon. And then the things before, it's the movies and the Star Wars Clone Wars animated series.
The micro series is also canon.
No, it's not.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Is yeah, it? It is. It's included. Anything included on their on Disney Plus is canon.
It's on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
It is on Disney Plus. I didn't realize that was canon as well.
Yeah, anything on Disney Plus is canon.
Legos are canon.
Oh, well, okay. Outside of the Lego shit. Yeah, the Lego pause. Stuff is very much... Actually, I don't know about the Lego post episode 9 stuff. That I'm not sure about. Because like I said, they had that one episode where Finn was training to be a Jedi. So I really don't... I can't say anything about that. But yeah, no, outside of the Lego stuff, anything on Disney Plus is considered canon.
The Tales stuff is canon. But the What If stuff is probably not canon.
And then, actually, there's another thing. Visions is also not canon. Because Visions is
that's what I meant.
Mythology. Yeah.
Visions the What If.
Yeah. Yeah, that is specifically an anthological form of Star Wars. Oh, yeah, I guess the second part of the question goes with the last question, though. What's your best piece of canon content? And that was...
Rogue One.
Well, I guess it's slightly different, because what my favorite and the best may not necessarily align.
I mean, that's how mine would be. My favorite's the Acolyte. The best is the animated Clone Wars.
And I think my favorite is Rogue One, but I think the best is Empire. Because that is a canon piece of content.
Truth.
Yeah, I think Empire is the best.
I still like Rogue One over.
Wait, you still like Rogue One over what? Oh, over Empire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're rating like the trilogies, Empire is the best. But I think that like if you include all the movies, Rogue One is just in a league of its own. It's modern. It's good. Like it's everything you want from Star Wars. It's war. There's space war. You know.
In the Star Wars, yeah.
And it's badass war at that too. But I still think I would still say like my favorite is Rogue One and the best is still Empire. I don't know. It's something about Empire being the what I consider the greatest sequel in all of movie history, period. Like not just Star Wars. So I think that's why I rate Empire so highly, like as the best piece. Cause it's just, I mean, it's the sequel to Star Wars. What a fucking iconic thing to be, right?
Oh man, the sequel to Toy Story was pretty good.
That's so fucking left field. What?
I was just thinking of, you know, you were like, it's the best sequel like ever. And I was, you know, I don't know. Toy Story was pretty good.
You think Toy Story 2 holds a candle to Empire?
Just an example.
You know what? Nah, I'm considering that Winchy canon right there. He thinks that Toy Story 2 is a better sequel than Empire. What about you? Oh, wait, no, you told us Exotic. Never mind.
Yeah.
So yours is Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've rewatched Clone Wars at least 7 times.
Damn, that's crazy. All right, so you kind of hinted on this one when you answered the first question, Exotic, but this is another one. It is, what is the Star Wars fandom like? Are they crazy or toxic, etc.? The answer is yes.
Fuck all of our fandom. Fuck them. Getting Acolyte canceled. They are all pieces of shit.
Yeah, and you want to know something that's kind of like that kind of sucks? It's always been like this. Like I found out recently, I was looking through like the Star Wars subreddit. Even when fucking Return of the Jedi came out, like there was decisiveness among the fandom about how fucking Return ended. And I'm just like, damn, it's literally always been fucking toxic like this. It's always been toxic neck bros. Like it's just, I fucking hate our community. Don't even get me fucking started on fucking SWT, man. Fuck that guy.
Yep, they all suck. Every single one of them.
I know he's quiet right now because he's holding in all of his rage.
That is quite accurate.
Can we get a little taste, or is it the kind of thing where if you turn on the faucet, it won't stop?
It's like a, you know, a faucet situation.
All right, so we'll take your non-answer as the answer. The fandom does suck because I loved the prequels, especially like since they came out of, you know, during, you know, our formative years, right? So like special place in my heart. When I saw the hate that fucking Hayden Christensen was getting for his role and like how his Vader was cringy, blah, blah, blah. I was upset. I knew people were shit then, but like getting the fucking Acolyte canceled, like no renewal for a second season yet. Like that's borderline it is unforgivable, honestly. It's tragic. I love Star Wars. I do not like being considered part of the fandom. Like if there were to be a statement where the fandom was a collective and they said, Nikita, you are forever excommunicated from this fandom, I would not be fazed. Like I do not want to be associated with them. That's my piece on the matter. So we can move on to the next question. Shit, I started feeling the faucet not being able to close there. I gotta stop. All right, so the next question is, what is the best Star Wars game?
Battlefront 2.
Clone Commandos. And that's probably going to be like the best game or like my favorite game.
Said the best, not favorite.
Yeah, it'd be Clone Commandos. That was pretty fucking good.
I mean, Republic Commandos was a good game, but like when you talk to people about Star Wars video games that they've played, the majority of people will tell you they've played Battlefront.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the biggest game.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're asking what the best one is. The sales and everything wise, I can almost guarantee that Battlefront was the best game. Everyone loved Battlefront.
And we all shouldn't have a different answer than
Nikita.
Because I don't know. Because
The Force Unleashed.
Yeah, no. The Force Unleashed. I'm not going to pick it. I think it's the best. Fucking run around Force Lightning unlike any other game. Fucking you can pick shit up, just throw it into other shit and then make shit explode. Like I can fuck up the little mouse droids. I can fuck up terrain. I can run around and be badass. It's even one of those games where you can enter fucking cheat codes and be invulnerable. It is idiot proof. It is the best Star Wars game. You can fucking crash a Star Destroyer with the Force. The best Star Wars game.
Lego Star Wars, the complete saga is also pretty high up there.
Lego Star Wars always is pretty solid.
I think all the Star Wars games are pretty solid.
Mm,
No, for real. Like, in their own right.
The episode,
like,
3 video game was garbage.
I mean, okay.
Video game.
How about if I say it like this? I think in their own times, each one is pretty good.
No.
What there do you mean, no?
There's a lot of bad Star Wars games.
Really?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed every Star Wars game I've played. I've always enjoyed at least some aspect of it.
I didn't really like Squadron.
I like Squadron because I got flight sticks now. Yeah, I really can't think of anyone that I just didn't like. But Never. I'm also one of, I'm very much like a Star Wars, like, generalist. Like, I really don't like saying things that I dislike about Star Wars. Like, yeah, they do exist, but they're pretty seldom and can be pretty generalized. I go heavy in on lore, so anything that gives me information, I just like. So, God, these are so weird. Okay, the next one is, do you think that either Kylo Ren or Rey are good characters for Star Wars lore? What would be a better way to portray these characters? Okay, so I like the fact that they're dyads. I do think they're good for the lore. The fact that Kylo Ren is of the Skywalker line and Rey is from, you know, the line of Palpatine. And they are dyads, especially, like, with the relationship that Palpatine had with the Skywalkers. So, like, I like that part. Like, the better way to portray them is, I feel like, to give explanation on how the, like, passing the lightsaber thing works. Like, I want them to say, like, it's the world between worlds. Or I want more information about that. The way they did it was cool. And it just needed the littlest bit of exposition to explain it as their connection is developing so that we know what it is. And I think that would make them better. I know it's asking, like, what would be a better way to portray them, but, like, I think doing them the way they did is kind of fine. I think that how they did it, like, I can't really say how I want to do it better without just straight up taking from Legends. So I'm going to withhold on that part. But I think the characters themselves are better if you give their connection some more explanation. I'll just say it like that.
I agree with you on, like, the first part. I mean, the second part, I mean, I feel like Kylo Ren could not have been just, like, anger issues as a character. Like, I feel like if he was just written better, I just don't feel like Kylo Ren was written very well.
I mean, he was angry because his fucking uncle tried to murk him because he was scared. I feel like that makes sense. Bro, the Jedi Grandmaster tried to fucking murk you in your sleep. That would drive me to the dark side too. Fuck you, bitch.
He could be on the dark side, but he ain't gotta be like, why can't he be like a cool dark side person? Like, why you gotta be fucking like angsty teen trying to get out his anger?
I mean, it might be because he's an angsty teen trying to get out his anger.
But he's not a teenager.
Basically is. How old is he?
I think he's in like his 20s.
29.
Yeah, he's almost fucking 30 and he's throwing temper tantrums? Like, come on.
I mean, you have somebody in call who's basically the same.
Exactly. Get your shit together. Oh,
they're talking about me. You bitches. What the fuck? I was like, damn, why is Brick3PO catching this stray? And then I was like, wait a minute. Hey, fuck you guys. I have to be polite, proper man all day at work, being an IT with a smile on their face. Hell yeah, I'm going to be a little raunchy on my podcast.
That's it. Just how Kylo Ren was portrayed was just like pissed me off. So I don't know. I feel like they could have made him a little bit, you know, more mature, especially if he's fucking 29. All the Darksiders we've seen before that have been like fucking plotting for the downfall of entire people. This guy's like, where's this bitch? I want her lightsaber. Fucking for my grandfather. Like, shut the fuck up.
I literally cannot think of one dark side user that we know of that has not thrown a temper tantrum. Not one. Palpatine throws tantrums all the time. Are you joking? Poor Vader caught so many strays. Anytime Vader did like the smallest, he could have succeeded the mission and not done it the way Palpatine like didn't want it, and he would fucking torture him. Just throwing a fucking tantrum because you will listen to me and I say Lord Vader and just fucked him up for no. Everyone,
that's not a temper tantrum.
That's a temper tantrum.
No, like if you said Maul, I would understand. Like, dude had a hard on for fucking Kenobi, but
does Dooku throw a temper tantrum?
No, Dooku's a fucking elegant motherfucker.
Okay, you might be right about Dooku, but I don't even think that Dooku was a. Okay, I guess he was Lord Tyrannus, so he was a. Dooku's more of a dark Jedi.
Nah.
Yeah, he was. Okay, Dooku. Yeah, I know. But Dooku, okay, Dooku is the exception. Palpatine fucking, I mean, okay, even if you say that, like, that situation is not him throwing a temper tantrum, he killed his dad, definitely, in a temper tantrum, because he was tired of the fucking abuse.
Okay, how old was he when he threw that temper tantrum?
I think he was a teenager when he killed his dad.
He's definitely not almost 30, fucking getting mad because somebody escaped, so he's fucking cutting up an entire room. Or sitting in a fucking AT-AT being like, shoot him already. Like, as telling fucking...
Oh, yeah, these so when he fucking... was 17, he murdered his entire family.
He's not even an adult.
He threw a tantrum when he found out that fucking Vader had gotten fucked up on Mustafar. Tried to get out there as fast as he could. Freaked out. My new Lambo just got into a wreck. Oh, no. Palpatine's a hard case to fight for, and Dooku is an exception. But literally every other Sith, they all throw temper tantrums. I feel like that's a very Sith thing to do. Succumb to your emotions? That makes sense.
They didn't do it in the way that Kylo would have done it. Kylo did it as, like, a fucking angsty teenager.
Bro, his uncle tried to kill him and his parents didn't help him. And it was after his parents shoved him off onto his uncle. Like, if you did that to me in my teenage years and I fucking got away and then was trained on the dark side. I don't know. That makes sense to me, man. I understand what you're saying, though. But I still think Kylo was kind of justified, even at the age of 30. Because if you don't work that shit out, I mean, it's not like he was going to fucking force therapy. Shit's unresolved.
Well, that's his fault. Because he decided to go to the dark side.
All right. Anyways, Winchy, what's your take?
I do feel like he could have been more actually evil and less just, you know, teenage Anakin kind of emotional state. But I didn't think Rey was, like, that bad as a character. Like, some of the things, the, like, plot lines that they made around her were really shitty, but, like, as a character, I think she did good. I do wish at the end, though, that they had made her new lightsaber a fucking staff instead of just a regular-ass lightsaber, because she's been using a freaking stick the whole time. Also, her changing her name to Skywalker, that's just dumb.
Yeah, that made no sense.
Like, what was even, like, the connection there? Luke, you met Luke for like a week before he killed himself. And like,
he didn't kill himself. He got a little too tired, right?
He killed himself. And like, you knew Han for a few days, killed also by his son. Oh, and I guess you knew Leia for a little bit longer, but also killed herself. So,
Jesus.
Like, where was the, I mean, is that, you know, it's in the Skywalker family now. She's just going to go and... That's why she took the name.
It really didn't make any sense to me. There was a tweet that I saw from the unscripted account one day, and it was something along the lines of, do you consider, like, Rey part of the Skywalker saga? And I was like, I guess that depends on how you, well, it depends on what you mean by Skywalker, right? Because, like, if you mean, like, directly in the bloodline of Anakin Skywalker, no. But if you, like, take it as, like, in a Force way, like, I mean, she takes up the Skywalker name and they co-sign it. So, like, and she starts the Jedi Order. So, in that sense, yes, she is, you know, part of the Skywalker saga. But as far as bloodline goes, no. So it's like it's a weird thing. I don't know why Disney went with that. Either way, it's what we got, so we got to deal with it. We can bitch about it all we want. It's not going to make a difference, right?
Fact.
Or maybe I'm wrong, because clearly enough people bitched about the Acolyte to where it didn't get canceled. Or it did get canceled.
For zero reason.
Zero reason. Okay, I like this one. Hold on, here we go. Okay, so the next question is, what is the weirdest Star Wars content or lore that you know of?
Weirdest how?
I don't know. Whatever your definition of weird is. Yeah, I got mine. Y'all want to hear it?
No.
Not really.
Can you guess what it's about?
Is it probably about Hutt hookah juice?
Well, it's about Hutts. So technically, like, the Hutts are the most LGBT-friendly race in all of Star Wars. They are asexual gender fluids, and most of them are polyamorous. I see you guys are speechless.
I already knew that.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's like the weirdest piece of lore that I could think of.
I'm trying to think of what weird shit I know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I just think it's funny that, like, fucking space crime lords are the most LGBT friendly in the Star Wars universe. I feel like that's a pretty weird fact. Pretty weird piece of lore there.
Yoda originally had a first name. It was Minch.
It was also supposed to be a monkey.
Minch. Minch the monkey. Ha 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 queen. Not Mitch the monkey. Wait, Mitch or Mitch?
M-I-N-C-H.
So much worse. Ooh, child.
I can't really think of any, like, weird lore.
All right, well, I guess you don't have an answer for that one, buddy.
I mean, the weirdest thing, like, is always going to be that fucking Luke fucked a space station.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I forgot about that one. Luke did fuck a AI in a space station. That is correct. Okay, so this last one is a three-parter, and we've kind of answered some of it too, but you know, different people ask different things, so kind of don't want to just ignore half the question. But it's one question, three parts, and it's favorite single book within Star Wars, favorite single episode from any Star Wars series, and favorite single movie from Star Wars content.
Okay, again, favorite movie, Rogue One. Favorite single book, it's probably True Colors, which is the one right before Order 66 in the Republic Commando series. Episode, there's probably it's in season 3, but there's like probably one of the last episodes of Mandalorian. I think it was the last one. It's probably one of my favorite in any Star Wars.
Let's see. My favorite book is Red Harvest. It is the one about the Sith zombies. Love that. Favorite single episode. It's a cross between the Mandalorian episode from the Clone Wars or the Luke episode from Mando season 1. It was season 1, right? Where he fucks up the Dark Troopers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's between those two for my single episode. I think the Mandalorian probably takes it, honestly. I love seeing Ahsoka fucking skydive and fucking the last, they fucking last Bastion Mandalore.
Yeah, I was about to say it's this season 2 finale, not
this season 2. My bad. Yeah, so that one. I'll probably say, okay, my favorite one, yeah, definitely the Mandalorian episode from the Clone Wars. Fucking last Bastion Mandalore, fucking love it. And then favorite single movie, yeah, Rogue One. What about you, Exotique?
Favorite book? I haven't read too many of the Star Wars books just because I didn't really get into it. One of the ones I do remember is Death Trooper. That one was pretty good. Favorite single episode, The Wrong Jedi. That's from the Clone Wars. That's probably one of my favorite episodes where Ahsoka was accused of fucking blowing it up, but it was Barriss. And you see Anakin just fucking chokeslam that fucking bitch. That was funny as hell. Favorite single movie, episode 3.
Allowed. That's allowed.
I mean, episode 3 won't really be topped by much in my book.
We're all episode 3 enjoyers here.
Factual.
Like, for real, episode 3, the only thing to come close to it is Acolyte, as far as lightsaber choreo.
Yeah, because they hired the same guy. Sure. They just need to hire that guy for all of their live action fucking fight choreography, and we will be fine.
Seriously.
Unless the fucking fandom just wants to blow it all out of proportion for no reason.
All right, so now we are going to move on to our segment where we play everybody's games. We got 20 questions from me, Fuck, Marry, Kill from Nikita, and Exotic has his Would You Rather This or That game.
You're
Exotic, do you want to get started?
I can, because I just figured out my thing. All right, so would you rather be stuck in a Sarlacc pit for a week? You still live, like just like Boba Fett, but you only end there for a week, right? Or have a fist-only fist fight with Chrysantin, the Black Bounty Hunter Wookiee.
Is it to the death fist fight or not to the death?
To the death fist fight.
Well, then obviously I'm picking the Sarlacc pit. At least I live that one. I might come out horribly disfigured, but you said I survived that one.
Yeah, but you're basically getting tortured that entire week.
This is true. This is factual information.
You're like getting slowly digested.
Wait. But it takes you 1,000 years to digest, which means it's very, very slow. So not necessarily. Not necessarily. If it takes you 1,000 years to be digested, you're not going that fast. And if you're not being digested that fast, I doubt the threshold is that bad.
I don't know. Does fucking Boba Fett talk about it after he comes out? But he was kind of like in Beskar, so it didn't really count.
Well, in Legends, he was not wearing Beskar.
Yeah, it's Durasteel.
And it gets melted off, basically.
Okay, so if he can melt that's going to hurt.
Yeah, but he was in there for like a long time.
I'm taking the Sarlacc. I'm not going to win that Wookiee fight. He can rip my arms off at any point. Fuck that. Nope.
That's what I'm saying. He's a gladiatorial champion.
You don't think he can outsmart the Wookiee?
No.
No. I cannot outsmart the Wookiee. I cannot outrun. I can't outrun. I understand that you can't outsmart him. You couldn't either, Exotic. I hate to break the news to you.
I don't know.
I could not outrun Kersantan.
Oh, he runs pretty slow in the Book of Boba Fett.
You can't out anything him.
I just don't feel like Wookiees are that fast.
They don't have to be. They're fucking 7 feet tall. One step is four of yours.
I don't know about that one.
You don't have to. Like, you can measure it.
All right. How about a month in the Sarlacc pit? You still taking the Sarlacc pit?
Yes. I'm taking the Sarlacc pit for any duration. I would take death in the Sarlacc pit over death from the Wookiee. He's going to rip my arms off.
But it's like a fast death from Kersantan. Be a slow death in the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, a month I'd probably be dead.
But you specified in the beginning that we'd still live. You said, but you'd survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take any duration in the Sarlacc pit, because I will survive.
All right, so our next game, we've got...
We have Brick type in, hold up.
That's what I was saying, Brick. Like, after a month, I'm dead.
I don't have to know about the logistics. I was told I survive.
Yeah, Nikita, you want to do yours?
Well, Nikita's this fuck, marry, kill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Actually, I don't think so. I need a little bit more time.
Stop coughing.
I can't.
I'll drink some water.
Bitch, I can't. We should do yours first.
You're still going to be coughing trying to say questions.
Yeah, but I can say something fast. Just fucking do it.
All right. I got my character.
Are they humanoid?
Yes.
They are humanoid.
Are they a Mandalorian?
Yes.
This is like the first time it's actually... I was about to say, I think this is the first time it's actually been a Mandalorian.
Is it canon?
No.
Are they part of the Skyrata family?
Yes.
This is your cup of tea, Nikita.
Are they a null?
No.
Skyrata fam, but not a null. And they are humanoid. Is it a Twi'lek?
No.
Are they human?
Yes.
Why did you waste that question? God damn it.
Well, I don't know why you asked if they were a Twi'lek when you could have just asked, are they human?
Well, no, there's one.
More, the Twi'lek thing was more important.
I think what's more important is you to stop coughing.
For real.
Shut up.
I don't know shit about the fucking Skyrata family, so that's all you, buddy.
That's what I'm trying to think of how to use my question. Like, I get it within 20 questions. I'm just trying to minimize. Do they exist in Legacy of the Force?
Yeah.
Is it Barden?
No.
Is it Katika?
Maybe. Oh no, you guessed my answer real fast.
I got it, baby. 10 questions.
I was hoping one of you would ask if they were a Force user first to throw you off a little bit.
I'm always going to ask Mando first.
I was hoping I'd built up enough, you know, it wasn't actually a Mando that you might think that it wasn't a Mando.
I'm willing to attempt to call that bluff every time. I do not care. I will pay the Mando question tax. Might as well call it 19 questions because we know what number one is.
So, Nikita, are you ready to do your game?
You know what? I was until you said something. I fucking hate you. Okay, I think I'm good. All right, so for Fuck, Marry, Kill, my three are Padme, Mara Jade, and Leia Organa.
Fuck Mara, marry Leia. No, marry Padme, kill Leia.
God damn it, Exotic.
I mean, Natalie Portman's up there.
Yeah, I'm going the same. Kill Leia, fuck Mara, marry Padme.
Like, yeah, Carrie Fisher was okay, but Natalie Portman.
I would marry Mara and fuck Padme. And yeah, kill Leia. Fuck Leia. She bitched too much. I can't deal with a princess. I'm sorry. Han goes through some shit. He's stronger than I am.
Yeah.
I don't know. He kind of ran away.
I mean, Leia can float through space and still live for some reason. That's why she needs to die. Too much power. Well, thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode for our season finale. Be sure to keep an eye out for whenever season 3 is coming out. We will still be having our Force Facts and stuff, so be sure you're tuning in weekly to listen to those. Be sure to check out the website, find all of our socials, any update on episodes coming out, leave us reviews, voice memos, and stuff like that. And y'all have a good one.
Bye.
May the Force be with you, everyone.